Army veteran Isaiah Hugger says he couldn't relate to the people around him when he came back from two tours in Afghanistan while in the Army. Joining the local VFW chapter, he says, helped him change his life.
I know for a fact that a lot of veterans that I've been reaching out to never knew that they could be able to come to the VFW or their family members could qualify for a lot of benefits as well. We're just trying to get that knowledge out there to all of them. Now, I was lost after I got out. I left the 101st Airborne Division out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and I was lost. It took for me to meet a veteran here, Ashley, to actually help me find the benefits and things that I need.
A veteran herself of the first Gulf War, Lori Clay, now travels the state working with VFW chapters and their members. She will be at the Green Goat in Wasena on Saturday from 10 to 3 for the Veterans Outreach event.
We have three VA medical centers here in Virginia. However, we have what they call CBOX, community-based outpatient clinics. So you don't have to travel to that, to Hampton or Richmond or Roanoke. There's places where they can go and see a doctor, a VA doctor, in their local community probably. I'm hoping that veterans and their families will come out, learn that there's all kinds of benefits, you know, housing, education, medical, compensation, non-service-connected pension benefits.
Also on hand this Saturday, Healing Strides, the American Legion, Jobs for Veterans, and Canines for Veterans. It's free, but donations are gladly accepted. Gene Marano, WFIR News.